making a carbon tax more attractive. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Economists often argue we should use the market to fight climate change. Cap and trade legislation died in Congress back in 2010. Some people think a tax on carbon dioxide is a better solution. That would require large companies to pay for their carbon emissions.
This would basically tax any energy use by large industry or individual citizens filling up at the pump.
That's Barry Rabe. He directs the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. And he's here to talk about a new national survey he conducted. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
In your report, you write that conventional wisdom says that a carbon tax is a political non-starter. Nobody likes it usually, right? It's not very popular. But when you surveyed people throughout the U.S., you found that there's actually some nuance there. What did you find?
We did find some nuance. And I think it's generally acknowledged, and has been for some time, that from an economics perspective, if one wants to deal with the issue of climate change, a direct carbon price, perhaps most easily achieved through a carbon tax, is the best way to go. We tend, though, politically to back away from this option congressionally at the state level because people don't like to pay taxes. And the term carbon tax has had kind of a negative connotation to it because it imposes an immediate and direct price on the consumption of fossil fuels. What we did in this round of survey work, and this is from earlier in the spring, and we've done a bit of this before, is ask that very question. How do you feel about a carbon tax? Well, thumbs down generally. Or how do you feel about a carbon tax with a certain price? When you add the certain price, really thumbs down. But then does public opinion change when you add the issue of how the revenue might be used? If government takes revenue away from a tax, government has revenue to be spent. And so what we've been exploring is what happens if we say, okay, government would create this tax, but we would be using this for X or Y or Z. Do the numbers move at all? You use the word nuance. And indeed, as you talk about different ways that a government might use funding from a carbon tax, the numbers move pretty significantly. In some cases, amongst political constituencies that we might think are very, very hostile to any kind of a tax, much less one on carbon.
So when people found out how the money would be spent, how did that change things?
What we found was, again, initially, there was strong opposition across the board to the idea of a carbon tax. But we offered three options in different ways. One is to put the funding directly into a renewable energy fund or a trust fund. Another would be to reduce the deficit, to put the monies directly into deficit reduction. And the third would be to reduce other taxes, basically dollar for dollar. What we found is when we used the budget reduction or deficit reduction option, that didn't move public opinion much at all. Folks really didn't shift in their views much if they knew the money was going to be used to reduce deficits. But when we talked about revenue neutrality, reducing other taxes dollar for dollar, the numbers really began to shift pretty substantially, significantly amongst Republicans, independents, and Democrats. The biggest winner, though, was taking the money from a carbon tax and putting that directly into renewable energy or alternative energy development. And in that case, we saw majorities of Democrats, independents, and Republicans, majorities, say that they would favor that kind of a tax.
Barry Rabe is a professor at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.